dove, sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
In the year 1831, biologist Charles Darwin began a fateful journey on the HMS Beagle. On that journey, Darwin formulated the controversial theory of evolution, which has impacted society down to this day.
Our goal is to punch holes in that theory, so we'd like to welcome you to
Sink the Beagle.
Fire one, Captain!
Way to go, Stan. I think that was a great shot.
Thank you, John. We love to send that old belly of the beast down, HMS Beagle and Charles Darwin. I am Stan Hudson.
And I'm John Kurlinski, welcoming you to another fun-filled episode of
Sink the Beagle,
where we take lighthearted looks at the serious issues of where we came from and where we're going and how we get there. And it's lighthearted because it is.
How did we get here?
Well, that's what we're going to find out.
Oh, okay.
Unless you get kicked out of class today. But anyway, we like to do this because it's the only way to do it is a lighthearted way. Anyway,
yes,
Stan, today's...
Yes?
Speaking of lighthearted...
Yes.
Well, we think that... Actually, it's not such lighthearted, but we were talking about being honest. Mm. And honesty can sometimes get you in trouble.
Yes, it can.
Truth-telling can cost you.
But... As we found out in Proverbs 24:26, honesty is like...
A kiss on the lips. An honest answer
all right.
is like a kiss on the lips. So pucker up, folks. We're about to give you a lot more honesty and straight talk than John McCain ever thought of on his express.
Well, you know, seriously, honesty in the subject of origins is a rather dangerous thing to get into, and it's not for everybody as pleasant as a kiss on the lips. Today on Sink the Beagle, we do a movie review.
Oh, a movie review.
A movie review.
Actually, this year, 2008, was the year that Ben Stein and others came out with a movie called Expelled. Mm-hmm. Expelled is not so much... Ben Stein is not necessarily someone who grew up in the... with the desires to pursue origin issues on creation and evolution, he sort of stumbles upon some situations in which he says, wait a minute, whoa there.
Yes.
And he actually helped promote and produce a very thought-provoking movie
yes.
on the realities of the world of science and academia.
Mm-hmm. It's a documentary, and Ben Stein is probably better known as a political, satirist or a writer. He was a writer for Richard Nixon, speeches, and he's been involved in a lot of things. You've probably seen him on television occasionally as in a couple of comedic roles. He's an interesting fellow, but he's a Jewish man, and he probably at his heart believes in God and believes that God had something to do with his being here. But he was amazed to find out, John, that in the area of academia in America, that is not quite as an open society as perhaps we have been led to believe in you know, talking about things. Of course, we've alluded to this often on Sink the Beagle, but we... know that it is not so easy to talk about the flood
or creation
or even God or intelligent design or any of these things on any public school campus without some serious ramifications. And the particular one that he is studying and documenting is what happens to professors when they A, criticize Darwin, or B, in any way hint there might be intelligent design as a better scientific model than randomness, the Big Bang, and so on. And when that happens, as he's found out, and he's documented very carefully with lots of personal testimonies and stories, as a documentary would be, that a number of well-known scholars have either lost their tenure, lost their position in some cases, and have really had a difficult time once, shall we say, the label has been applied to them that they are not pure Darwinists. Mm.
We'd like to look at a case, actually, of one such person who falls into this category. His name, he's an astronomer by the name of Gonzalez, Professor Gonzalez, Dr. Gonzalez, who formerly taught or at least is a teacher at the professor at the University of Iowa, at Iowa State. He's at Iowa State University. And Gonzalez was denied tenure. Tenure is that sort of thing that sort of, it does count for something, especially if you're on the totem pole of salary cuts. If you have tenure, you stay and someone with less experience goes.
Right.
But Dr. Gonzalez is a very accomplished scientist. He was an outstanding scientist and scholar. He has many articles that were featured in the journal Science and also in the journals Nature and also on the cover of Scientific America. He co-authored many major college astronomy textbooks published last year by Cambridge University Press. He had one called The Privileged Planet, and he looks at many issues. And however, though, Gonzalez was denied tenure because he doesn't necessarily tote that barge and lift that bale.
Aha. Uh-huh. He doesn't tout the company line on Origins. For instance, Dr. Gonzalez has published 68 peer-reviewed scientific articles and exceeding by 350% his own department's stated standards for demonstrating the research excellence needed for tenure.
350%. In other words, the department says you should publish, you know.
If you want tenure, this is what you have to do.
Having been now working in the collegiate realm and being a professor now, Stan, they say if you want to, we'd like to see you get published, because the reason why published scientists are basically good marketing tools for colleges to attract the best and the brightest students.
Right.
And it gives your college a prestigious name. It keeps the dollars going, keeps the grant dollars going, keeps the alumni dollars going. And so they love it when you do that. And so they set standards. And here he exceeds it. That's in a tremendous amount of research and writing.
And 91% of those applying for tenure the year that he applied were approved. 91% were approved. And one fellow that is a religion professor, an atheist actually, but teaches religion, Hector Avalos, who believes that the Bible, this is a quote from an article we've researched, believes that the Bible is worse than Hitler's Mein Kampf, amazingly was approved for a promotion to full professorship in the same process. So it seems like we're not quite playing with the same full deck or the same standards when we look at someone who might have a religious leaning toward intelligent design
or creation or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Even when they do their work, even when there's no question about their scholastic ability.
And you can get in trouble in these settings when you decide to say, you know, I'm looking at the data. I'm looking at the evidence. I'm trying to wrestle and really have a high integrity of what I see according to our discipline. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden he says, you know, this doesn't make sense. Actually, a little later, we're going to talk a little bit of one of the, you know, issues in his field of astronomy. Mm-hmm. You know, there's various things that have come up over the last decade or so with the Hubble telescope that really have been turning lots of things and preconceived ideas on their head, turning them upside down. It just doesn't fit. You know, so they, and most of them say that it was his work in the intelligent design area.
Yes.
The area of he's not necessarily saying proclaiming God exists, but just saying that design seems to be a better answer to the scientific data than creation, than evolution or neo-Darwinism or the current standard teaching.
And it's just a shame that well-qualified people like Dr. Gonzalez are denied tenure, are denied professorships, are denied various kinds of promotions because of this religious belief that they might have, or in any case, if just they're critical of Darwin. And so what Ben Stein was showing in the movie was this is a fairly common and fairly widespread problem in America. Mm-hmm. And he was just causing people to think about this and see this. Now, he being a Jew found it an interesting, I don't think this was kind of a personal journey for Ben Stein. He sort of kind of got thrown into it, but then he started to see the ramifications of Darwinism as it may play out in different aspects in society if you just let it go unfettered and uncontrolled.
Yeah.
And he went just for his own interest's sake, got into eugenics and the history of how Darwinism affected the thinking, even and especially in Germany. He went to Dachau, and Auschwitz, and part of the movie shows him looking at and retracing where some logical steps. Now, we're not saying that everybody who believes in evolution is like Hitler and ready to send supposedly inferior people off to death camps. But he saw a connection there from eugenics, which was based on a clear and logical assumption that the way to improve the human race was to get rid of
the weak ones.
Yeah, and so he saw that natural kind of that natural kind of connection there, and as a Jew, found it very troubling. But
you know, it's easy to take. It's easy when you start looking at the history of like Nazi Germany. What you're really seeing is the fruit of Darwinism with the philosophy of Nietzsche, which is the natural fruit. If you don't have a God or a creator or a giant moral being, then truly life is purposeless. There's no meaning.
No moral standards.
There's no moral standard.
Right or
which
wrong.
Allows for... You know, if the human mind and human logic and reason is the ultimate then determination or determiner for truth, you can see why. Well, it makes sense to get rid of those who cripple society, those who take resources from those who could survive. Why should we? And then it wasn't much of a leap of faith for someone like Adolf Hitler or others who embraced both Nietzsche and Darwin and a few others, to go off the edge and then start his death camps and his elimination of the lesser people.
Right. And what Ben Stein was trying, I think, to illuminate in his documentary was you can't always... Well, when you take Darwinism to its logical conclusion, does it affect the morals and the fabric of the nation itself? In other words, maybe there are issues here more important than just simply... the level of science and you know, scientific answers to the questions. There seems to be moral implications when you start to push a certain agenda ahead of openness and honesty and
honest
so
evaluation.
Forth. Right.
You know, we have a torpedo text, Dan, that we'd like to share with people found in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, where it sort of talks about this idea of academic freedom and suppression of truth. Notice what Paul says.
Well, Paul starts off his letter with an address to the Romans and a Greco-Roman world. He's very aware of those who are hesitant to acknowledge the Creator God of the Jewish and the Christian faith. But here is what he says in verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen." And so what he's saying here is that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, or we see the condition of the world, the wrath of God affecting the condition of the world negatively in a culture that suppresses the truth of the existence of a
God.
Creator God.
Yeah.
That God is a creator.
God says that God, his wrath is coming because they willfully, they know better. The world around them, the natural world around them screams design,
yes.
creator,
yes.
and God.
Yes.
You know, as much as we're not fully in camp with intelligent design people because they don't want to go all the way and name the designer.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it might deal with the Odyssey issues of suffering and pain and some things that don't make sense in their mind if God is love. Mm-hmm. But we can talk about that a little more when we talk about God's wrath and God's nature in another Sink the Beagle.
Yes.
However, you know, this here is a call. Expelled is kind of a clarion call to say, let's begin a dialogue of honesty. Let's begin a dialogue with built on integrity. You know, let's let honest answers be like kisses on the lips instead of slaps in the face. You know?
Well, here at Sink the Beagle, we give two opposing thumbs
four.
Up. Four opposable thumbs up
for Expelled.
We hope you can see it and enjoy the documentary and think about the intentions and where the purpose of his concerns take you. I think they will go right along with Paul's in the book of Romans. So tune in again to Sink the Beagle.
Thanks for listening to Sink the Beagle. We'd like to send you a special gift just for being with us today. Write to our email address, beagle@lifetalk.net, and ask for your free copy of Dr. Dwight Nelson's book called Built to Last, A Thoughtful Look at Creation and Evolution. Ask for Built to Last when you write to beagle@lifetalk.net. And be sure to listen in next time to another episode of Sink the Beagle.
So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile. From seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.